Hurricane Fiona bears down on Turks and Caicos Islands, making landfall as a powerful Category 3 storm, threatening to devastate the tiny Caribbean archipelago. In the Dominican Republic, crops have been destroyed and houses damaged by the first major hurricane of the Atlantic season.
All this area does farming, and it depends on production, on the crops, and everything was destroyed. There was nothing left. A lot of people had loans to grow bananas, coffee, cocoa. Everything is gone.
Hundreds were forced from their homes by widespread flooding in Puerto Rico. Among them, Adalberto Rios and his daughter Marta, who are now staying at a shelter with other displaced people.
My faith is strong, and I know God will help me. I lost everything, but if God took everything away, it's only because he has something better planned for me.
In the wake of the storm, U.S. federal officials have promised to increase aid and support to Puerto Rico.
Hundreds of FEMA and federal responders are on the ground in Puerto Rico, including U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, power restoration experts, and urban search and rescue teams.
Heavy rains from Fiona caused flooding across the U.S. island territory, leading to damaged roads and collapsed bridges.
Here in southern Puerto Rico, tens of thousands of residents are depending on construction crews like this one to restore running water to just some of the communities worst affected by Hurricane Fiona.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center is warning Fiona will continue to gain strength over the coming days. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, San Juan, Puerto Rico.